Well, there are fun runs, there are marathons, there are city marathons, and then there are races such as the Moab in the US, which has just taken place. It is a 240-mile race, or a 385 kilometres, to put it in our context. And a young fella from Newcastle has just competed in the Moab and actually come second. And while he's taking a break from all that, he joins us now, Ben Cobra. Ben, thank you so much for your time. That is a massive race. Firstly, let's just take a look a bit of your background, mate. How long have you been running? How long have you been an ultra-marathon runner?
Well, I've been running probably since about 2000, and probably got into ultra seriously 2018. So it's been like about a 7-year sort of build up in the ultra marathon scene. But yeah, it was my first 200 plus mile race. So it was, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, charming. I mean, to sort of say, you know what, I'm going to tackle one of that length and come second, it's pretty good. How does one actually train for such a particular event?
It's a lot, a lot of hours. I probably train about roughly average 18 hours a week, and that's managing besides school. I coach and have a full-time job as well. But, yeah, anywhere between 180 to 200 Ks a week of running with a bit of gym work as well.
That is the massive, when you consider like you've got a full-time life as well of that. I mean, even if we said we're just going to put 18 hours into a hobby, I mean, that's a massive amount. Yeah, so you obviously sort of fit it in somehow. Is it something that came easy to you? I mean, easy relatively speaking, or is it something you're like, no, I just had to persist and become better and better at?
I think as I got into the 100K distance and the 100-mile distance, and then I won Coast to Cozzy last year, which is one of Australia's biggest sort of ultramarathon races, and that's 240Ks. I just felt like my body just suited the longer distance. So I just sort of, as even when I was doing my longer runs and the longer races, I just, my body got better as the distance went and as the time on feet went. So I think I was destined in a way to fall into the 200-mile-plus scene just because of my previous history and the way my body has adapted.
So I guess it just the momentum just kept you going there. Well, I can do 100. I can probably do a little bit more, and then this one popped up. So take us through this particular race. It's nearly a 400 kilometres, nearly. What sort of terrain is it? What's the weather like, the heat? What happens?
So obviously, because it is such a long way, and you basically do a full loop around Moab. Now, Moab is the Utah desert, so a lot of it is desert. But on the other side, when you get into the mountains, it's you get into sort of that mountain scenery. So there's a lot of there was snow actually when we were running. So there was a lot of, they had a massive snowfall that during one of the nights I was running. But it's technically generally about 30, 35 degrees during the day, and then it can get to minus 10 at night.
Oof.
But this year it wasn't that hot because they had a lot of rain. So it was basically raining most of the race. So that meant that it was a lot of mud and a lot of clay, so that slowed things down a lot. And when with the rain, then you got to manage chafing and your blisters. We're trying to prevent blisters from your feet being constantly wet, especially over less than 3 days.
You can't imagine what that's like. I mean, some of us battle that just walking down to Woolworths, and here you are in the middle of a 400-kilometre race battling all those things.
The other thing too is you get up to 3,200 metres above sea level as well. So I think that was the biggest shock, especially to a lot of people, because obviously we're at sea level and they're not, and I don't do any altitude training. I just don't get the opportunity to go down to Jindabyne or whatever. But so that was the other shock to the system, was managing, making sure that I didn't get any altitude sickness.
So how does your body react to all of that? Because I'm notwithstanding that you said you hadn't done any altitude and super cold weather training, Ben, but you've gone from desert, we've gone rain and the sludge, you've gone those super cold temperatures, snow, and now up into the mountains. I mean, obviously that's each of those different elements are taking a toll on your body.
Yeah, when you're training, and I've done plenty of different races with different elements as far as weather, so it was just sort of making sure we're smart with when we got to some major checkpoints, that I was taking my shoes off and cleaning my feet, drying them, and then reapplying like Body Glide and then putting my socks back on just to freshen up my feet, make sure, because obviously if you don't have feet, you can't run. And then just everything else. I was just like trying, and then I wanted to be competitive. Like I didn't go over there just to go over the race. I wanted to make sure that I was trying to foul for a good position. And that was managing sleep as well. So I stopped twice and had 20-minute sleeps in the 68 hours.
Now, even that in itself, even for those of us doing normal life, to just say I've only had a couple of cat naps, I mean, and once you get to the end of it, and again, notwithstanding, congratulations on coming second, by the way.
Yeah.
But I mean, once that's all happened, do you just sort of collapse into a heap, or does the adrenaline just keep you going and you just ease back into normal life?
I was still pretty pumped. Like, the last sort of 18-20K, I did fall apart a little bit just because I had no sleep. But then when I found out that third place was gaining, I then sort of just changed into gear and picked it back up again. But I still did finish under the previous course record, and that was a goal as well. So the guy that won, he's an incredible athlete to finish in such fast time. But to answer that question, really, I had about a 2-hour sleep afterwards, and then we basically went to the pub and had dinner and celebrated.
Sounds about right. All right, meal and drink after you got out of that sleep, what did you have?
I had a it was a West Coast IPA.
Sounds good. All right, Ben, congratulations. Second place, like you said, still setting the course record on a near 400-kilometre ultramarathon. Nothing to be sneezed at. We have another crack at it in the next year or the year after?
Well, the team have already started to organise that, but I think if I would definitely have to get some sort of support to get back over here, because it was all self-funded. So, and I was lucky enough to have four other friends that paid most of the way over here. So if I get some support and some sponsorships, I'll definitely want to come back, but we'll have to see.
All right, mate, for the moment, enjoy. I know you're in the back of a bar at the moment, so, mate, enjoy relaxing and the rest of your trip, and congratulations on that huge effort. Appreciate your time.
No, thank you very much for having me on.
All right, Ben Garber, the ultramarathon runner, second in this USA Moab race, nearly 400 kilometres with only two bouts of 20-minute sleep in the middle of that. That is incredible. Well done there.